gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road.
There's only one way to do right. There's only one way to...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so we have a woman in this story who's not doing right, okay? And she's far from the righteous path. We have a story coming from Pompano Beach, Florida, regarding a 39-year-old woman by the name of Jennifer Ferran, who is just a straight-up demonic monster. What she did to this 13-year-old intellectual disabled child is just mind-blowing. It boggles the mind. And it's not even her child. It's her stepchild. I want you all to go ahead and check out this news clip, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
Case of alarming abuse has a South Florida woman under arrest this evening. Police say the victim is a teenager with disabilities. 7 News reporter Vanessa Medina is at the jail in Pompano with this story for us. Vanessa?
Well, this story is horrific. This teenager, just 13 years old, like you said, with disabilities, found in the worst possible conditions. He was found bound in his own urine, blood seeping from his shirt. And according to police, his stepmother is to blame. Jennifer Ferran in court accused of torturing a 13-year-old boy.
The allegations in this case, Judge, are pretty horrific. The victim is 13 years old, has an intellectual disability. The facts state that not only did Ms. Ferran tie the victim and was whipping him, she burned his eye.
The boy suffered immensely inside of the Pompano Beach home.
Detectives with the Broward Sheriff's Office Special Victims Unit say this is one of the most disturbing cases of child abuse that they have ever seen. When investigators arrived on scene, they discovered a 13-year-old boy who was suffering from a burn around one of his eyes.
He was tethered to a metal step stool. This long-term abuse, based on the officers and CPS's investigation, revealed linear scars throughout the victim's entire body. It's alleged the defendant used an eyebrow razor to inflict marks on the victim, allegedly. His blood can be seen of seeping through his shirt. And it's alleged it was common for him to be tied to the water heater or other appliances.
There is video that shows her yelling at him.
Ferran shakes her head as if to negate the allegations. This as Judge Blackman reads what Ferran could be heard saying in the video.
She berates allegedly the victim in the recording with your non-crying, non-feeling that don't even daisy. You don't even feel it while the victim is crying. I do feel it. And then she's yelling at him, no, you don't. And whipping can be heard in the background.
In court, it was stated that the 39-year-old also shot at her husband, the 13-year-old's father, while inside the home to scare him. Judge Blackman giving her a hefty bond amount and demanding she stay away from all of the victims and the Pompano Beach home where she once lived.
Ms. Ferran?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You cannot have any contact with any minors under the age of 18, and that includes the other children in the home. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, this judge handed her a $450,000 bond. She's unemployed. It's unlikely she will be getting out of this jail anytime soon. As for that teen, well, he continues to recover physically. However, his mental and psychological recovery remains to be seen.
All right, so y'all just seen that disturbing news clip. I've got tons of questions, but limited time on this video. You know, what the hell was this woman thinking? She makes all these cuts on this child over time, and recently she used a razor. She burnt the kid's eye, and she tied him to a step stool with a cable lock. She's tethering this child to a hot water heater and any other appliance that she can find. Why couldn't the husband, who is the child's biological father, step in and prevent this? This has been going on for years. Where is the biological mother? Is she deceased? Is she in prison? Where are the family members? No child should have to go through this. This is just so disturbing. It's just so sickening. It is so sickening. This woman is treating this 13-year-old disabled child as if he's a prisoner of war. This is stuff that they do to you when you are a prisoner of war. And she sits her ass on the Zoom call for the court hearing, shaking her head as if she just can't believe, you know, the allegation that the judge is reading out. No remorse. And she's beating the child. She's torturing him. And she's saying that he cannot feel the pain. He's yelling out, he can. He can feel it. She's saying, No, you can't. So you know what? I'm going to keep beating on you. What in the world? And I guess once the father, you know, mustered up the strength to say something out of all these years, she fires a warning shot at him. This woman is out of control. But see, there were signs there in the beginning. These sort of situations, I don't care if it's a, if the perpetrator is a male or a female, there's always telltale signs in the beginning. This woman didn't just wake up and start abusing this child. This is a 39-year-old woman who looks like she's in her 60s. And I'm sure she was probably abused, but that does not excuse her actions. And then she's being charged with aggravated child abuse and one account of abusing a child without great bodily harm. The child was found tied with a cable lock to a metal stool, a blanket on his head, he's covered in his own urine, and he's got all these scars on his body. And he is intellectually disabled, so he doesn't even know fully what's going on. All he knows is something's happening. He doesn't know why it's happening. And in this moment, we're all intellectually disabled as well, because we don't know why the hell she would even take these actions to begin with. I wonder if this was her biological child, would she have been torturing them in the same exact manner? See, the problem I have is with the dad. His ass did not stand up. And maybe he was standing up. Who really knows, right? But where was the family? How can a father sit there and for years allow his wife to abuse his child? A child that's not even hers. And that's probably why she felt so comfortable, you know, beating on the child, torturing him, cutting him. And I'm sure this child was probably sexually assaulted as well, which means this was going on well before he was 13 years old. It's been going on for years. So it's been going on since he was a preteen. And nobody has stopped this. This is just outrageous. But look, yeah, hopefully they throw the book at her. This woman, she would have eventually killed this child. And the father would have stood idly by and allowed it to happen, because he couldn't control his wife. Crazy. If you are in these type of situations, and this stuff happens every single day, this is not an isolated event. Children are abused every single day through human trafficking, which is just modern day slavery, through child abuse, sexual assault. And you have relatives who just stand idly by. They don't go by and check on their relatives. It's crazy. But you know what? Let me know what you all think on this whole situation. You know, it'll be interesting to see if she receives the appropriate sentencing. This is just crazy. Let me know what you all think in the comment section below. I love you for watching. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.